So first of all, Dana, let's talk a little bit about who you are and where you are right now.
Sure. So I'm Dana, and I am from Sudbury, born and raised, but I have been living in overseas in the UK since 2018, on and off. So I'm currently living between London and Liverpool. Liverpool is where my partner is from. So yeah, we're back and forth between the two.
It's a really different experience for you, Dana, to be a Canadian experiencing this huge moment in history with the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Can you tell us where you were and what the circumstances were when you find out that the Queen had passed away?
Yeah, of course. It has been different to be, you know, a Canadian here during this, you know, historic event. And I feel quite, you know, lucky to have experienced it firsthand. But we happened to be in London at the time. You know, we were out having coffee, and that's when we first heard that the Queen was in critical care. And then we were shopping in Soho, and that's when we heard, you know, the news that she'd passed. And yeah, it was quite intense. You know, I was with my fiance and my girlfriend at the time, and we were all pretty shocked, you know, didn't really know how to feel. And the energy was, you know, very mixed. It was subdued and somber, you know, respectful, very quiet. You know, we were in a very busy part of London, and it was very quiet. So it was a little, you know, strange. And I found this to be quite interesting. But within minutes, all of the digital billboards at bus stops, in shop windows, and train stations, they all had the same, you know, in unison, the same portrait of the Queen displayed. So it was all very quick, where there was, you know, memorabilia being displayed, you know, everywhere you looked, basically, straight away.
Right away. I know, I mean, she was 96, so, and I know they don't leave things like this to the last minute, but when they give the code that the Queen has died, I think it's London Bridge has fallen. I think that's, do you know that?
Exactly. Yeah, that's I've heard, I don't know that for sure, but I have heard that that's exactly, you know, that's the code.
So that's the code to get things going.
Everyone kind of was kind of expecting it, right? So I think, yeah, it was very quick. And, you know, underground stations surrounding the palace, you know, underground train stations, rather, surrounding the palace within, you know, minutes. And, you know, there were shrines with flowers, and this wasn't from, you know, the people. These were from the train stations and the shop fronts. You know, it's like they just had their finger on the trigger ready to go to support the situation.
Did everybody just go home, or did they just go about? I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Like, I think, again, we were in a very busy place, part of London. So we were kind of like, okay, so what do we do? Like, what's our move here? We wanted to pay our respect. It did feel like a little bit, you know, chaotic and busy, but again, very quiet. So we were, you know, quite close to the palace at the time, and we decided, you know, let's go, you know, as soon as we can, basically, because I think that the longer we waited, the busier everything was going to get. So, you know, we hopped on the train right away, and, you know, within 10 minutes we were at the palace. So, you know, you could definitely tell that everyone was heading in that direction. So it was quite, you know, I don't want to say exciting, because that's not the right word, but it was just very, you know, there was a lot of energy, I suppose, in the city, a lot of emotional energy in the city, everyone kind of heading in that direction. It then did start to pour rain. It had been quite a nice day, and then it began pouring rain outside. So we thought that was also quite, you know, fitting, I suppose, for the mood. So, you know, we stopped, we bought a couple umbrellas because we knew we'd be outside for some time. And, you know, hopped on the train. And that's, as I said, when we started seeing, because we had seen the portrait of the Queen, as I said, displayed in all the digital billboards across the city. But when we got onto the train, we saw, you know, the memorabilia and the flowers displayed at the train stations themselves surrounding the palace. So, yeah, we just made our way there. We were there within, you know, 10 minutes. And, yeah, it's just an outpour of people with, there were reporters everywhere and journalists, and, you know, everyone had an umbrella, and it was just, the mood was very, it was very moody, I suppose,
yeah,
is the word that I can use. It was just moody with the rain, and, you know, the sun had already set, so it was, you know, quite dark, and, you know, the palace was lit up, so it was just quite you know, a special experience. There were candles everywhere and flowers already being displayed along the, you know, the fence and the barrier of the palace. So it was, yeah, it was quite intense.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you were there. I'm glad I'm hearing all of this.
Right.
Lots of Canadians here are just, you know, we've got our flags at half mast. There's people who honestly don't care and make their feelings known on the Queen and on you know, on social media and whatever. But there are those of us who are truly sad. She's the only monarch that we've known in our lifetime. You know, is her portrait going to be replaced with King Charles III at the Sudbury Arena? Like all these,
I know, right?
And, you know, and all our money and, you know, and that kind of thing. I know they're not going to take the $20 bills and the coins out of circulation. Those are made to last for a while. So, but right. We will eventually.
Just to touch on that point, though, I have seen a lot of information on, you know, I was going to say, you know, every radio station, every TV channel in this country is, you know, talking about it. But what I have also seen is the fact that a lot of the Queen memorabilia in shops and stuff like that have already been, the production has already stopped on them, and they've already begun the production of King memorabilia, you know, at shops on, you know, in London and stuff like that, like in tourist shops and things. That's one thing that I heard that I thought was interesting, that they've already begun or stopped the production on her behalf and begun the production of his memorabilia. So I thought that was interesting. And, you know, I wasn't sure how to feel about that because I understand why they would, you know, stop the production of the Queen's stuff. But, you know, it's all very
fresh.
It's hard to navigate, you know, and it is fresh. I don't know if it was too soon or not, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Stephen handy there, Dana? There's a couple of things I'd like to ask him if he's available.
Yeah, he is available.
Hello.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mel. How are you?
Good, good. If you have a minute or two, I'd just like to ask you a couple of things about the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. As a UK citizen, what does that mean to you? How are you feeling about losing the monarch?
Yeah, it's been a bit surreal, to be honest. Like, I think a lot of people share the same, like, excuse me, emotion that, like, if you're not necessarily a monarchist, it's someone who's been around the majority of everyone's life. So I think everyone is kind of feeling some kind of sense of loss in one way or another. So, yeah, it's kind of been a very somber, surreal mood.
Can you tell me about your experience meeting Queen Elizabeth, Stephen?
Yes. So I was an ambassador for a charity which was aimed at adult illiteracy. So the Queen was having a visit to my home city in Liverpool at the library, and I was chosen to be one of the people to meet and greet her there. So that was my only time of meeting the Queen. So.
Did she talk to you?
Yes, very briefly. I can't actually, it was about 20 years ago now, so I can't actually remember what was said, but she seemed very genuinely interested, which was one thing that I took away from that. She seemed very genuine.
What about any of the events upcoming, Stephen? Do you plan on attending any of those? I know the funeral is next Monday, but is there any plans for you and Dana to head out anywhere to commemorate the Queen?
I don't think so in London. I mean, from what we've seen on the news, people are actually starting to set up camp now.
Oh my gosh.
Until this time next week, but people are actually setting up camp now to try and get the best like spots. And so, yeah, I think we're probably a little bit too late to that party now. But
wow.
I think there's going to be some events like held locally, so we'll probably go to.
Oh my goodness. A week away and they're already setting up camp for
the. I know. And the weather's just turned here in the UK, so it's like raining. And,
oh. Yeah. Any thoughts on the new king?
I think it's still early days, but, you know, I'm sure he's had the experience and knows what's expected from him. So, yeah, we watched the actual coronation of him at the weekend. So, he's sworn in as king.
Yeah, yeah, the coronation is another thing. That's going to be a huge event as well.
Yeah.
But I guess they have to give it some time, respectful time.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Stephen. I really appreciate it. Can you pass the phone back to Dana for me, please? Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Mel.
Hi. So, Dana, a really interesting perspective from Stephen, someone who's grown up with the monarchy in his life.
Right.
So any further thoughts from you? Any thoughts on the monarchy moving forward? And I know you're not a citizen there, but, you know, it's part of people who are close to you. It's part of their lives and will
yeah.
be. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, like, as you said, I'm not really one to, be too invested in these things, but obviously, you know, we always have, you know, an idea as to what's going on. But the one thing I will say, as being, you know, a Sudburyan and a Canadian living in England, it's not, you know, pertaining to the monarchy specifically, but I have noticed, you know, how passionate English people are and the people in this country are, you know, whether it's from their passion of, you know, sports like football or soccer, as we call it, to the royal family. You know, everyone just, there's such a sense of community here, you know, with such a rich history behind these subjects that, you know, it's been really special to see, you know, everyone kind of come together for both, like I said, sports and, you know, things of this nature, the royal family. You know, there really is a sense of community here because, you know, these things have been so prevalent in everyone's lives. So it's just been interesting. And I don't know, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, the rest of the story, you know, pan out and, you know, the king and how everyone reacts and, you know, moving forward. So, yeah, it has been interesting to be part of this as a Canadian, for sure.
Dana, thank you so much for your time. I may try and get in touch with you again as the funeral gets closer, or maybe after the funeral.
Sure.
And just appreciate your time so, so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Pleasure. Thank you for calling. Thanks for thinking of me.